Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You having any of it?
Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title, get this, 28 years, 11 months, 3 weeks. We're talking about 1 week away, 10 days away from our 29th anniversary right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Lots of things to talk about in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, boxing taking center stage last night. Showtime Championship Boxing airing heavyweights. And earlier in the day, the lightweights battled from Glasgow, Scotland. So we'll talk about those two title fights and how things went and how the heavyweight division is reshaped today than it was yesterday. In other words, it's a different division day than it was yesterday. Because Chris Areola is back in the game. Seth Mitchell, he's got to think about something else. Maybe going to play gridiron or something like that, football. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Chris Areola, as I said, the star last night, knocking out Seth Mitchell in the very first round. I mean, people thought the fight would go a couple rounds, but guess what? The first punch of significance that Areola landed was the end of the fight. Basically, that was it. I mean, Seth Mitchell's never been able to catch that well. Last night, he couldn't catch at all. Referee Jack Reese stopped the fight. I thought it was a merciful stopping. Straight up for Jack Reese. Good stop. Good fight. Chris Areola got in shape, got mean, got ready, left the taco truck, on the side of the street. Didn't buy any tacos training for this fight. Right on, Chris. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll be here for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, UFC 167, Georges St-Pierre versus Johnny Hendricks going down Saturday, November 16th in Las Vegas.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing. Peyton Manning shares the secret to a quarterback success. And Jerry Rice gives this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
This rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews is now available. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the Internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
I thought that I forgot, so that this is what I say. So I know when I put it, I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. The survival of the hippest, the funky, and the bitterest. The survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the greatest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
We are 6 days away from the mega fight. The fight, the fight of the year. Canelo Alvarez, 42-0-1, 31 stops. The WBC and WBA recognized 154-pound champion taking on the best fighter pound for pound in the world. I'm talking about pretty boy Floyd Mayweather, 44-0, 26 KOs. I'm looking at this fight from two different angles. I look at it from a marketing point of view. I think the marketing end of it is hurting a little bit because of the fact that Time Warner, remember Time Warner? They own HBO. They used to own Time Magazine, all that kind of good stuff. The Luce family, originally these rich folks who were hooked up with the CIA back in the 60s, ran all these publications. Well, now Time Life has taken on a life of its own. Of course, they bought AOL, and then AOL turned out to be like, not the thing they wanted to do. They thought they were buying America Online. They were going to make all kinds of money with that. That turned out to be it didn't work out. Just put it to you that way. It didn't work too well. But they got rid of those assets, and then, of course, they concentrated on the home box office, and that's what it used to be called, home box office. Now it's just called HBO. Well, HBO Championship Boxing has done okay in recent years. I mean, but letting Floyd Mayweather go, good Lord, that was a huge, huge mistake. I mean, we're talking about, he may be arrogant, he may be hard to deal with, he may be he might not be the most comfortable guy in the world if you're in the room with Floyd Mayweather sometimes, okay? But the bottom line is he is the best fighter pound for pound in the world. And if you are the best network in the world pound for pound, you want to have the best fighter pound for pound, right? So HBO, thinking that they had no competition whatsoever, let Showtime and Steven Espinoza, the vice president of sports, they just moved in and snatched Floyd Mayweather away for a six-fight deal. This is his second fight. The second time he's fought in this year, and that's probably the first time he's fought twice, I think, since 2007. The guy doesn't fight too often, but he's the best fighter in the world. And when he does fight, he makes money. He'll make like 45, 50 million bucks. That's before the pay-per-views. That's right, before the pay-per-views. I'll say it again, before the pay-per-view. That's how much money he's going to get for this fight. Manny Pacquiao, you know, they talked about him being the big superstar, the guy that was going to challenge Floyd Mayweather at the box office and in the ring, this and that. Floyd Mayweather, let's be honest. Manny Pacquiao couldn't carry Floyd Mayweather's gym bag. And I'm being nice about that. I could have said jockstrap, but I said gym bag. Okay? And the reason why I say that is, when you look at common opponents, and we'll talk about Juan Manuel Marquez, who gave Manny Pacquiao hell three times before knocking him dead the fourth time. Okay? I mean, Floyd Mayweather went through him like a knife through butter. I mean, it was easy. He didn't get hit a single time in 12 rounds. Didn't lose a minute of the fight. 36 minutes? 36 minutes, one for Floyd Mayweather, okay? No contest whatsoever. And yet Pacquiao gets into a fight with Juan Manuel Marquez, and it is life and death for the first three fights and then death for the fourth fight, okay? So what does that tell you? It tells you that Floyd Mayweather is in a different league than Manny Pacquiao. Now, the Filipino fans listening over there in the islands are probably going nuts right down, jumping up and down, causing the Richter scale to go crazy over there in the Philippines. But the bottom line is, your guy is inferior. He's not that good. And I think outside of the fact that a lot of people think that he was on performance enhancing drugs. I think that just adds to the fuel that Floyd's a better fighter. I mean, Floyd's never been accused of taking performance enhancing drugs or steroids. I mean, he's taking painkillers for his hands, those xylocaine or whatever they call it. He's taken that, as has Muhammad Ali in the past, and different fighters. Okay, for hand pain, Junior Jones, another fighter I can think of that took shots to the hand for pain. But Manny Pacquiao, what I thought was real suspicious about Manny Pacquiao during that run, when he was at his best, when he was annihilating everybody, was that he would come back and sit down on the stool and have no wind. In other words, he would just sit down and relax. I mean, most guys get to the stool, they're like dying. They got to take 15 deep breaths before they can sit down. Okay, this has been 3 minutes of war, okay? He'd go through three minutes of war and come back and be totally relaxed like he was on Valium or heroin. I mean, he was like chilled, okay? And I looked at that and I said to myself, this is not possible. This is not humanly possible. Just like hitting 73 home runs and gaining 50 pounds of muscle, like Barry Bonds said, it's impossible. It's not logical. This is not the norm, okay? Anytime you go outside the norm, be it in sports or be it in life, you've got to look at the intangibles and see what brought things to that point, okay? I think Manny Pacquiao was using performance-enhancing drugs. I think he's gotten real old since he hasn't been using the drugs. I mean, have you seen how old he looks now? His jaw's hanging. He looks like an old Filipino fisherman. Seriously. Doesn't look like a fighter anymore. I saw him on tour with Brandon Rios. Brandon Rios looks bigger, stronger, possibly faster, hits harder. I mean, Brandon Rios is the real deal. I don't like him. Bad attitude, ghetto type of guy, swears a lot. Not into that. Okay, not into the hood guy. Okay, but he can fight, and he will bring it. And come November or whatever, it was the 14th or whatever they're going to do this over in Macau, he will be in shape. He will be in the best shape of his life. No question about that. No coming in overweight. No coming in underweight. I think that he's gonna come together, and I think it'll be the end of Manny Pacquiao. I just don't think that Manny Pacquiao's a world-class fighter anymore. I mean, I watched that last fight with Juan Manuel Marquez, and yeah, he was busting Marquez up there a little bit. Marquez did look like he was ready to go on occasion, but the bottom line was he didn't go. Manny Pacquiao went, and he's still snoring. I mean, if the referee was still counting, he'd be up to like 2,400,000, I mean, he'd be still going because Manny was snoring. Okay, he was just out cold, asleep. I've never seen a fighter put to sleep, folks. I'm not talking about getting knocked out. I'm talking about put to sleep. In other words, where you can put a pillow under his head and a blanket over him, okay, for an extended period of time and come back and recover. I've never seen it. I saw Gene Fulmer get knocked out in 1951, I believe, by Sugar Ray Robinson. He didn't remember that knockout, and he went on to do other things and win the World Middleweight Championship afterwards, but the bottom line is now he has, you know, Alzheimer's disease, and he's got all kinds of neurological and medical issues, probably brought on by the sport of boxing. Boxing's not an easy sport to deal with. I mean, it's not like baseball. Like, you know, you retire in baseball, you put on a few pounds, you sign a few autographs, you know, you go down to the ballpark, hit the ball around the infield with the kids, that kind of stuff. In boxing, you can't do that. In boxing, usually by the time you retire, combat sports in general too, MMA as well. But by the time you retire, you're sort of like beaten up. Whether you want to admit it or not, mentally, physically, emotionally, you're done. I mean, stick a fork in you. It's time to stick a fork in Manny Pacquiao. It just is. I mean, after this Rios fight, the Filipinos will have nothing. I was with some of the good Filipino people. They're all good Filipino people. I was with some good Filipinos over in Budapest, Hungary. Dong Shugura, the man that runs Pacland. I mean, the Pacland website. I mean, he talked about Manny Pacquiao being in his peak, and he realizes now that Pacquiao's not in his peak. And, you know, other Filipinos who were at the WBO 26th Annual Congress, they all felt the same way, that Pacquiao has seen better days. And guess what? There is no Filipino ready to take his place. Not that there ever will be. I mean, the guy was a phenomenon. He was an iconic figure, no question about it. I mean, he's talking about running for president in 2016. Ain't going to happen. He's not going to win. There's not enough people in the Philippines backing him for president. Even if he goes with the Conservative Party and they throw all kinds of money behind him, it's not going to happen. Maybe he can step up from Congress to Senate. I mean, that's what they're talking about, him running for the Senate next. Okay, and they're talking about his wife, Jinky, running for his old Congress seat. I don't know about that. I really don't. I mean, what does she know? What does Manny Pacquiao know, really? I mean, how smart is Manny Pacquiao to be a congressman? I mean, come on. What did he didn't even take a GED. Good enough for a diploma? Didn't even take one of those. He home studied. That's right. All of his education is from home study. How many people do you know? I think Thomas Edison and people like that, maybe back in the day were home studied. Benjamin Franklin, people like that. Maybe they were home studied, okay? But not in the 21st century. This doesn't happen, okay? And I just don't think that any of the fighters in the Philippines right now, when I look it down the list, and there's been somebody gave me a list the other day of 10 fighters in the Philippines, I couldn't see one name on there that jumped out at me and said, you know what, this guy's going to be a star. And guess what? Nonito Donaire, stick a fork in him too. I'm sorry. I mean, one of the best fighters pound for pound, but Guillermo Rigueno exposed him, just took him apart, took him to school, took away the WBO 122-pound championship, just took it away from him, snatched it away. Wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. Okay? And yet, Rigueno was dropped. So if he was dropped and it cost him an extra point in a round, the fight still wasn't close. That tells you how dominant the Cuban was going into that fight. As for a rematch, I don't hear Donaire. Donaire's listening right now. Hello, Nonito, Mrs. Donaire, Mr. and Mrs. Donaire, both out there listening. I don't think Donaire is looking for a rematch with Rigueno. He isn't. Why not? I mean, great fighters. This is what I don't understand. Back in my day, and I won't say my day, I won't say the 80s and 90s, things like the 70s, fighters fought each other for pride and money. I mean, money was paramount. No question about that. Roberto Duran, am I getting paid? Yeah, you're getting paid. Okay. But he wanted to fight these guys. He wanted to fight Tommy Hearns, even though he got knocked out. He wanted to fight Ray Leonard, even though he lost 2 out of 3 fights. He wanted to fight Pepino Cuevas, who he beat. Okay. He wanted to fight all these guys. He wanted to fight Wilfred Benitez, who he lost to a 15-round decision in Las Vegas back in 1982, I believe, or 83, 82. Okay? So he wanted these guys. Ray Leonard wanted Thomas Hearns. Ray Leonard wanted Roberto Duran. Okay? Thomas Hearns wanted these guys. Thomas Hearns wanted to fight Marvin Hagler. You don't see that nowadays. You see guys trying to be comfortable. They want to remain comfortable. They want to stay in their comfort zone. So they can make a few bucks, you know, and tell everybody they're world champion and things like that, but they're not looking to set precedent. Not looking to go back and be a part of history. I mean, if Rigueno beat Donaire because Donaire had a bad shoulder, as Donaire claimed, why is Donaire clamoring for a rematch? Why is he going to 126 pounds looking at Johnny Gonzalez or somebody like that? And I'll tell you, Johnny Gonzalez, J-H-O-N-N-Y. Yeah, they spell his name wrong, but that's cool. They said it was a typo on the birth certificate. It is left it that way, but some Latin countries do spell Johnny that way, J-H-O-N-N-Y. But the bottom line is Johnny Gonzalez, now the WBC 126-pound title holder, he looks good. He knocked out Abner Maris in one round. Abner was considered one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. But guess what? Even the best get beat. This is what boxing and combat sports are all about. But you have, in order for the best to get beat, you've got to put him in there with somebody. Johnny Gonzalez was somebody. I thought Johnny Gonzalez was like an asterisk. I thought he was going to ride off into the sunset. But he's been 8-1, I think, in his last 9 fights. And he beat the Japanese champion. I mean, the guy's the real deal. I may dog him for his name, but he's the real deal. And knocking out Abner Maris was no joke. So we're going to talk about last night's Showtime card, as abbreviated as it was. The referee, Jack Reese, did a wonderful job, as he usually does. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts, of course. We also talk a little pro wrestling. Hour number 2 will be all about MMA. And we'll talk some pro wrestling as well. So 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network. Tower of Power taking us to the break. You got to be having some fun.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break, folks. Of course, Tower of Power holding a, well, it wasn't a Tower of Power concert, but Yoshi's in Oakland on Thursday night held a Bruce Conti fundraiser. Of course, Bruce Conti, the second guitar player for Tower of Power. He spent about 10 years with the band off and on, came back in 2008, spent about a year and a half with him, went back into semi-retirement. He's suffering from leukemia, and they had a fundraiser for him on Thursday night at Yoshi's in Oakland. I wasn't able to make it, but everybody that did said it was a fantastic night. I want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting my man Bruce Conti. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ricky Burns, who's he? Man, he's the luckiest guy on the planet, folks. I mean, yesterday he fought Ray Beltran. Beltran's not a great fighter by any means. He's a sparring partner. He's the guy that's known most for, like, sparring with Manny Pacquiao, okay? But, you know, what can I say? He brought his game. He brought his game to England. He brought his game to England, and, I mean, it just didn't happen for him. I'm talking about as far as the decision was concerned, because I had him winning 115, 113, which is 7-5 in rounds, and then he actually probably 115, 112 when you consider the fact that, take that back, 115, 112 when you consider the fact that he knocked Burns down in the 8th round, and then almost knocked him down again in the 11th round. I mean, it was close. I mean, as far as the knockdown was concerned in the 11th round, he came so close to going down, only the rope held him up. Now, they're trying to say he had a steel titanium plate put in his jaw, he had a broken jaw, whatever. Listen, I don't want to go for that. I saw Muhammad Ali fight 10 rounds with Ken Norton, who's a big heavy puncher, okay? And he didn't have any problems. I mean, he wasn't going, oh, my jaw's killing me, my jaw's killing me. You know, he wasn't complaining and moaning about the jaw, but Burns, they did moan about the jaw a little bit, and they said that early in the fight that he hurt his jaw probably about the second or third round. He did go 8 or 10 rounds with that, but still, the bottom line was at the end of the day, Judge Rich Davis had it even 114-114. Andre Van Grootenbelt had Beltran winning 115-113, and Carlos Ortiz Jr. went the other way. I don't know how he did that, but he had it 115-112 for Ricky Burns. Ricky Burns did not win this fight. His promoter, Barry Hearn's son, Eddie Hearn, I believe, has admitted that he did not win the fight. I mean, you know, it takes a little stones to come out and say, guess what? We didn't win the fight. But we won the fight. We didn't win the fight. So Beltran, a man best known for sparring with Manny Pacquiao, and I sort of blame him for the decision and the way it went down last night or yesterday, because you got to watch this on Box Nation, folks. If you got the websites, you can just go to the websites and watch these international fights live as they take place like at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So cool. 9 o'clock at night in England, 12 o'clock over here. They got it going on. Good fights all day long Saturday. Anyway, when you tuned into this fight, you watched it in the first couple of rounds. You know, Burns was looking okay, but you could see that he was winning the rounds, but it looked like Beltran was extracting his pound of flesh. In other words, he was making Burns overwork himself in a frenetic way, and it didn't work out to his best. Obviously, he got caught in the second, the third, or the fourth round, got his jaw broken, or he's got a plate put in his jaw. I don't care what it is, but the bottom line was Beltran won, and he won going away. And I got to blame Beltran. I'll go back to this for a second because he's a sparring partner. And he didn't try to finish Ricky Burns at all. I mean, he should have tried to finish. You need to close the show. I keep telling these guys, you must close the show. Okay? Putting on a good show is fine, but you must close the show. There's time to bring down the curtain. And guess what? The curtain was ready to be brought down on Ricky Burns several times yesterday. But Ray Beltran, sparring partner extraordinaire, just didn't have it in him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Next hour will be mixed martial arts and a little combat sports. But right now we're talking boxing. We'll take it to the City of Angels and bring in my man, KP, Kevin Perry. And Kev, Seth Mitchell, what's he thinking about this morning?
I think he's thinking about calling it quits, retiring from the sport of boxing. I think he reached his zenith, and I think he got as far as somebody – you know, who started off as a football player could get. So you have to commend him for that, to start boxing at 25 and make it as far as he did. But I just don't think he has much of a future as a prize fighter, at least at the elite level anyway.
Well, you know, let's be honest. First time he got cracked last night, it was lights out almost. And, you know, he'd been knocked around before. He'd been knocked out by Jonathan Banks, who really can't punch. Chaz Witherspoon really can't punch. He put him down. I mean, Al Haymon put him in with a lot of soft guys. I mean, in order to build him up to this creature he thought was going to challenge for the heavyweight championship of the world. Obviously, he's not going to do that. But Mr. Areola, he looked like he got himself together, and he's got the attitude going, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think Areola, he looked really good. I think this was the perfect opponent for him. And this appeared to me to be a cash-out fight for Seth Mitchell. They were looking to cash him out. I thought that the fight went exactly how I predicted it, that Areola was going to blow him away pretty early, because, I mean, when you get knocked out by somebody like Jonathan Banks, who's a former cruiserweight, that means he can't really take the punch, because the Banks wasn't even much of a puncher at cruiserweight. And he knocked out Seth Mitchell. So I see the way that Areola fights. Areola's aggressive. He takes a hell of a shot. I've seen him only knocked down twice in his career. And, I mean, when he got knocked down, those were vicious punches, and he got up and he went the distance with those guys. So I just didn't really think Mitchell was going to go very far, and I was pretty right about it. And Areola got himself into proper condition. I think the best that he's looked in my eyes in his career.
You know what cracked me up about Areola is, I hate that guy leading up to the fight. I hate that guy. He was saying all these different things. Yeah, I hate him. I don't like anybody that comes into my sport after being in football and thinking they can excel in my sport. This is my sport. I've been doing this since I was 7 or 8 years old. This is my game, and I think he proved it last night. Now, Areola, Does he put himself in position to fight another Klitschko? Because the last time he fought a Klitschko, he looked like snot.
Yeah, but I think when he fought Vitaly Klitschko, I think he was kind of a little bit in over his head, and he was fighting the tougher Klitschko. I would give Ariola, at least this version, a puncher's chance against Vladimir Klitschko. And actually, you know what, to be honest with you, I'd give him a chance against Vitaly in a rematch because Vitaly, I mean, he's been so inactive. I think he's 41 years old. So, I mean, the writing is on the wall for Vitaly Klitschko. And, I mean, when you're that old, you pretty much you can go at any moment. You know, you can have an injury in a fight. You could just not be prepared properly. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, Vitaly Klitschko has had a lot of nagging injuries over the years.
That and the fact he got caught taking steroids and was banned from the 96 Olympics. Yes, I still bring that up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of power, only so much oil. Taking us a break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the brand new iHeart Radio Network.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't-you-dare-mess-with-my-truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides a therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Here's what's going on around the track. Powered by Shell V-Power Gasoline, the Andretti Autosport Indy Car Series is working on a deal to bring Juan Pablo Montoya back to open-wheel racing in 2014. Montoya stated that the only thing he cares about for 2014 is to have a car capable of winning races, no matter the series. Keep the pedal to the metal and both hands on the wheel. This is Around the Track, powered by Shell V-Power Gasoline.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've been in the ring with the right fighters, and I've been through the trenches. So, you know, a lot of these... last few opponents Floyd Mayweather's had, you know, he's handpicked them. He's had them at the right time and picked them at the right time where he knew he had the upper hand on them. He got to me, you know, the mandatory to fight him, a guy that's hungry, a guy that wants to go out there and make it happen.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Maybe you saw him fight Floyd Mayweather in May, but he looked like the ghost. You didn't see him fight much, okay? He had plan A, and there was no plan B, and once he couldn't outbox the world's best boxer, guess what? He just went the route. Some boxing news before we go back to KP. Kevin Perry on the line from City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Former IBF middleweight champion Daniel Gill, twice-beaten fighter who lost to Britain's Darren Barker in a pretty good fight last month, the 17th of August. Anyway, the 12th round was very controversial. The scoring went towards Barker in the 12th round when Gill won the round. That gave Barker the fight. So the bottom line is he's trying to appeal the IBF for a rematch. Good luck on that one. As I said, Ricky Burns, very, very lucky to keep that WBO lightweight title with a controversial draw. Now 36-2-1. Beltran, 28-6-1, 17 KOs, a sparring partner, if there was ever was one, folks. And he fought with the sparring partner mentality, no killer instinct. Some news as far as boxing returning to NBC Sports World. Looks like Saturday afternoon, November 16th, when Thomas Adamek takes on, we'll call him Czar Glasgow on NBC. They're not putting any records up here. I take that back. Glasgow is 15-0-1, 11 KOs, and he's got a second-round knockout over Byron Polly. Big deal. Adamek 49-2, 29 KOs, former cruiserweight title holder. And you know what? This is a good thing. Kell Brook, I really like Kell Brook. I think he's like 30-0, 20 KOs. He might be the welterweight of the future from the UK. Might be the welterweight of the future for the world, but he's the welterweight from the United Kingdom. Is getting all the attention. He's going to come back to AWETV.com. AWETV.com, October 26th when he takes on Vyacinchenko. And that'll be Vinchenko comes in at 34-1 with 23 KOs. So that is that. And, of course, the, man, big disputed draw. No question about that, man. I mean, there's no question about that. Sugar Ray Beltran deserved to win that fight. But if you don't do enough, if you allow it to stay in the judges' hands, that's your own fault. If you've got a guy hurt, you finish him. If you've got a guy ready to go, you go after him. You try to finish him. You do not try to go to the scorecards, because when you go to the scorecards, guess what? You lose. The WBO 108-pound championship, the interim title, went to Moises Fuentes. He's now 18-1-1, scored an explosive first-round KO over Colombia's Luis De La Rosa, 22-3-1. That was Saturday night in Chiapas, Mexico. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. And Roberto Duran did not fight last night. He was supposed to. 62 years old, I kid you not. He was supposed to have a exhibition with Jorge Locomotive Castro, okay, the ugliest guy in boxing if there ever was one. I mean, no knock on the guy, okay, but he's got a face that looks like it was on fire and somebody put it out like with a screwdriver. Okay, he's 130 wins, 11 losses, 3 draws. Of course, that big spectacular KO over John David Jackson back in the day, ending John David Jackson's WBA title reign. That was like, wow, out of the middle of nowhere. But the 62-year-old Duran did not show up as advertised. Instead, Castro boxed some guy named Marcelo Gordo Dominguez, was 44-7-1 with 24 KOs, and he sparred with some other guy. Anyway, the bottom line is Duran acted as a referee. I guess Roberto's just too fat. He had that surgery for his stomach about 2-3 years ago. He was looking real good. Then I guess that little band popped. He's eating like a pig again. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the phone line, City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. We're talking about, of course, the weekend in boxing that just took place. For Beltran should have won, no question about that. Sugar Ray Beltran should have won, but Chris Arreola won, no question about that. And Chris Arreola did what Beltran didn't do. He didn't allow it to go into the judges' hands. You've got to take it out of the judges' hands. I mean, I remember looking around the ring, fighting guys like in Petaluma, and looking around Petaluma, California, which is like the A capital of California. But you look around, you realize, this guy's mother's here, his father's here, his uncle's here, all his people are here, and I've got like 4 or 5 people with me. Max, my corner people, that's it. So I know I've got to go out there and be impressive, not knock this guy out, beat him into another time zone, because if you don't, guess what? You're probably not going to win. 6 days away, folks, the biggest fight in history. I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather, 44-0, Saul Alvarez, 42-0-1, 31-32 KO, something like that. They're getting on at 152 pounds. Now, KP, Kevin Perry is on the line from the City of Angels. Now, Kev, Mayweather's going to make like 60 or 70 million bucks. Is that possible?
I believe so. I think he has $40 million guarantee plus a percentage of pay-per-view revenue. So I think that's where the numbers are going to be, somewhere around there. And Canelo, I believe, is making about $10 million bucks. So both guys are getting paid overwhelmingly a lot of money. And for a fight, in my mind, that really is not going to be all that competitive of a fight. And I think the problem is when a lot of people who watch boxing, especially the casual fans, I keep hearing, watching these, you know, these little documentaries they have. I believe it's the All Access show. Some of these boxing articles you'll read out there, people who think Canelo is a chance, they keep talking about power, about, you know, how much power Alvarez has. And when you look at Alvarez, I mean, what good fighters has he knocked out? I can't think of one. I mean, he couldn't stop Mosley, and Mosley was way past his peak. So, I mean, if he was really that big of a puncher, he would have got some of those guys out of there. He doesn't throw a lot of punches. And the bottom line is, he's fighting the best defensive fighter in boxing.
Ever.
He's fighting probably the quickest fighter in boxing, the guy who's the best boxer. And he's going to knock the guy out, or he's going to outbox him? I mean, it's just this is just standard logic. The fact that Canelo's bigger really means nothing, because I don't see him hitting Mayweather with that many solid blows. And I think Mayweather takes a pretty good punch. So, I mean, if I would be absolutely shocked. I mean, I might have a heart attack if Mayweather loses, because I just don't see it happening.
I don't either. You know, I just think that pound for pound, and you stack them up against one another, yeah, one guy may be bigger and stronger physically, allegedly bigger and stronger physically as far as that's concerned. But I think the emotional will – see, people don't realize how tough Floyd Mayweather is mentally. I mean, I've only seen him have two breakdowns in his career. That one, he lost to Augie Sanchez in the 1996 Olympic Trials in Oakland, California. He had a bit of a breakdown there. And then when he fought Carlos Famous Hernandez, when he turned his back and he had his hurt hands, he probably should have lost that fight. But Hernandez didn't jump on it, and that was the opportunity of a lifetime he didn't take. But outside of that, Floyd's been pretty tough emotionally. And I just think that I think he's got the game. I mean, I just think, you know, when he looks over at Saul Alvarez, he sees a guy that's, you know, bigger than him, maybe a little stronger than him. But at the bottom, at the end of the day, he hasn't got more talent than him, and talent's going to win this fight. Talent and ability.
Oh, yeah, talent and ability is going to win the fight. And at the same time, I think people underestimate Mayweather's guile and his guts. I think if it turns into a dogfight, I think Mayweather could beat him in a dogfight. I mean, literally stand in the pocket and outfight Canelo Alvarez. Alvarez is fighting a guy that's in a complete different stratosphere than the opponents he's been facing. I mean, he's been fighting guys like Josecito Lopez, who stands right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Mosley was about 40 years old. He fought Austin Trout, who actually Trout boxed a pretty decent match, but he kind of made some mistakes in his approach and fought a little bit too passive. Besides those guys, I mean, who did he really beat? I mean, Alfonso Gomez. I mean, there's not too many solid fighters on his resume. I mean, he won the title against Matthew Hatton. I mean, doesn't mean a whole lot. I mean, he kind of got handed the belt by the WBC. So if he wins, you know, more power to him. I just don't see a scenario that Alvarez could beat Mayweather.
Okay. So Mayweather wins this fight, and basically we both agree that he wins this fight. Where does he go next?
You know, it's pretty difficult because there's not, like, for example, I think some guys who might have a shot at beating him are probably not going to get a shot. He's not going to fight any boxers. You're not going to see him against somebody like Arislandi Lara or somebody like that who might conceivably have a chance to outbox Mayweather.
Yeah, but he's too big, too, though.
Yeah. You're going to see him. You know what would be an excellent fight in my mind, and you brought him up earlier, is him against Kell Brook.
Whoa.
I think that would probably be a good fight because, you know, Brook is, he's got some speed. He's got a bit of a fan base in the U.K. They could bring him over to Vegas and make it a pretty big event over in Vegas. You know, a lot of the British fans will come over there and come and watch the fight, and they'll cheer their guy on. And you know, and Brook has a little bit of skills.
You know what,
you know, he's not a cream puff.
You're right. 30-0, 20 KOs, I believe. You know what's sort of fun was when the Brits come to town, and the Brits or the Irish, anybody, you know, from that neck of the woods, they always come to party. And I remember Barry McGuigan's father singing Danny Boy at the Barbary Coast, and Jack Fisk telling me that's the worst rendition of, of Danny Boy I've ever heard in my life. So what happened the very next night? They wanted him to sing it again. They called him back. So like for a week straight, we had to listen to this guy sing Danny Boy, Barry McGuigan's late father. But they come to party. When they came, when I was doing the Ricky Hatton, I televised one of Ricky Hatton's fights at the, I think it was at the Hilton or the MGM, something like that, about 5-6 years ago. And, you know, Hatton brought his crew. I mean, everybody was there. People from the UK were there. They came over. They partied. They're into their fighters. They're into their athletes. How come Americans don't travel like that?
I think the fact is Britain is a much smaller country.
Okay.
So I think it's much easier for them to kind of get behind their guys and support them. The U.S. is so fragmented. I mean, you have guys from Philly rivaling against guys from, you know, L.A. fighters. So, I mean, people kind of, you know, they stick with their city here, and over there they kind of stick with their country. That's kind of the way it is over there, at least in my view, from boxing.
Kevin Perry is our guest at ringtalk.com. What's up with Nonito Donaire? He loses a fight pretty decisively to Guillermo Rigano. Then he says he hurt his shoulder. Now he's moving up in weight. He isn't mentioning Rigano at all. Does that mean he realizes he can never beat Rigano even on his best day?
You know what? I don't believe it's the reason. I think, that's part of the reason. But I think he can't make 122 pounds anymore. And Rigondeaux does not want to fight above 122 pounds. And I kind of don't blame him for that. But it's going to be very difficult for him to get fights because there's not a whole lot of fighters in that weight class that Top Rank has control of. And none of the opponents that they can put him in there with are really appealing opponents, at least on paper. And I think the problem with Rigondeaux is, at least from the perspective of people thinking he's boring, is they need to give the guy a chance to fight some of these lower tier fighters that he's going to be able to knock out to create buzz. That's how they're going to create buzz. But obviously, everybody who is discrediting him or criticizing him, they're doing it off of one fight. And he was fighting one of the biggest punchers in boxing. So, I mean, I guess they expected him to go in there and close his eyes and start throwing punches. And then when he got knocked out, then he said he fought a stupid fight. So it's kind of one of those things that's you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. He was kind of in a bad spot there, but he won the fight. So to criticize him for it is kind of silly in my mind, but
it's ludicrous.
Memories are not very good.
Okay. This invidious relationship, this hateful relationship between Top Rank and Golden Boy Promotions. Now, Top Rank's with HBO, Golden Boy's with Showtime. Is this good for boxing? I don't think so.
I think right now in the short term it's been pretty good because you've been seeing some pretty decent cards. They kind of have to throw their quality guys in there with each other because they're creating somewhat of they have to compete with what the other network's putting on. They can't put showcase bouts on there because if they put crappy fights, people are going to kind of look at what one guy's doing and compare to the other. So, but once they kind of run out of opponents to put their guys in there with, that's what creates the problem. So I think about a year from now, you're going to kind of see a little bit of a void and some gaps in who they can put their guys in there with. And when I mean guys they can put their fighters in there with, I'm referring to quality, you know, top-notch elite fighters.
And that's what you are, quality and top-notch. KP, I thank you for the time, man. Go back and enjoy your Sunday. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Next hour, we're talking MMA, combat sports, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network. Tower of Power, you're so wonderful.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk. Really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare. Under all conditions, you're mine all of the time.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's Care Center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm a steamroller, baby, and I'm fin to roll all over you.
All over you, baby. 24/7, ringtalk.com. Check out the website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Now, I want to go through next week's card. Of course, it's a fantastic card, lead by Floyd Mayweather Jr., 44-0, Saul Alvarez, 42-0, Lucas Matisse, of course, he's soon to be a world junior welterweight champion, about to take out Danny Garcia, much in the same way that Chris Arioli took out Seth Mitchell last night. Ishii Smith, the first Las Vegas-born world champion, alphabet title holder, taking on Carlos Molina. Very tough fight there. Ashley Theoplan taking on Pablo Cesar Cano. That's a pretty good fight as well. That's what you'll see probably on the pay-per-view end of it. Now, on the news end of it, check out the website, folks, ringtalk.com. I've got an article about the secrecy around the World Boxing Organization Congress. Yeah, there was some secrecy over there. Of course, I talk about Budapest. I talk about the fact that referees are arguing. Some say they want to retire at 65. Others say they don't want to retire at 70. So there was a big dispute. All these stories are available at ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Now, for many of you listeners, the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network will be all about mixed martial arts. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA, UFC, Bellator, and Evicta. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.